This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Phyllis Rispalik. Last name R-A-S-P-O-L-I-C, Phyllis P-Y-L-L-I-S. Date was July 18, 2022. Place was her apartment at Roxbury Court. The paragraph 2 complaint. Mrs. Rispalik was seen regarding hypertension. She also gets dizzy. She also has right shoulder pain. Comparative history. Overall, Mrs. Rispalik is doing fairly well, period. Her blood pressure is well controlled. She denies any cardiac symptoms or any headaches, period. There's no chest pain. New line. She has right shoulder pain that still bothers her, and her range of motion is limited, period. She broke her shoulder 2 years ago and is treated without surgery conservatively, period. She has no pain unless she moves the shoulder, period. However, the range of motion actively and passively is diminished, period. Paragraph. She also gets dizzy every so often, period. It's described as a lightheadedness, period. It's not there all the time, but she is cautious when this happens, period. She is on Losartan 100 milligrams daily for hypertension, but no longer takes any other medications, period. I wish to do a BNP for a Spalik too.
Got it.
We got that already in advertising. She does get edema and thus is on LASIK, period. The swelling occurs frequently and it's enough to bother her, especially in the left leg, period. However, there's no dyspnea or any signs of pulmonary edema, period. There's no cough or sputum either, period. The paragraph review of systems. She does have impaired hearing in both ears, period. No complaint, respiratory, no current history of cough, or sputum, or hemoptysis, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation, GI, no bowel pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation, but she has the right shoulder pain only when she moves it, period. Paragraph passes to back pain, hearing impairment, glaucoma of both eyes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, constipation, presumably by delayed colonic transit, detrusor overactivity. New paragraph family history. The father died at 37 of heart problems, period. Her mother died at 80 of stroke, period. She had 3 siblings with cancer and a sister that died at 63 of heart problems, period. The son died of throat cancer, period. New paragraph examination. She is not acutely distressed. Temperature 97.2, pulse 82, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 120 over 82, oxygen saturation 95%, head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, like shocking movements attack, people equal and reactive to light. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing is diminished. Neck, negative for mass or nose or thyromegaly. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, that's what it's true, no gout, no murmur. She has edema 2+, much of which is chronic, minimal fitting. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no organomegaly. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Rispalik has hypertension, currently controlled with Losartan, period. Her hydralazine had been stopped in the past, period. Her LASIK has been stopped in the past because of dizziness, but she takes 20 milligrams daily when she gets overly edematous, period. Thus, we are ordering KCL 10 milliequivalents daily when she takes her LASIK, period. We'll check a basic metabolic panel. 2, she has right shoulder pain when moved and has acetaminophen available, but she rarely uses it because she's only in pain when she actually elevates the shoulder. 3, she has constipation by delayed colonic transit. L-Tinium Miralax, 1 pack daily in 8 ounces. 4, she has hyperlipidemia. But this point is not using any lowering agents, period. Oh, cancel that. Exactly. If he's using simvastatin 20 milligrams nightly, please correct that. He's using simvastatin 20 milligrams nightly. 5, she has glaucoma, and I will continue time allow drop 0.5% solution, 1 drop into both eyes BID, and latanoprost 0.005%, 1 drop in each eye BID, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.